La la la, la la la. La la, la la la. La la, la la.
That was the Retribution Gospel Choir from their latest album, Two. That was Poor Man's Daughter. Well, I am very excited to welcome our guests into the studio. We've got the Lions Rampant in the house. We're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, let's take a listen to their brand new album. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things. We're going to hear the first two tracks from that one, starting off with this one. It's called Give Me. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Yes,
give me some more love.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm very happy to welcome into the studios Nick and Nate from the Lions Rampant. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. Very happy to have you here in the studio with us. And we were just listening to some tracks from your brand new album. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things. Tell me a little bit about this album.
The album is it's brand new off of Deep Elm Records. Helped us release it. And we put it out, March 13th was the official release date in Cincinnati. We played a really fun show at a place called the Mach Bee in downtown Cincy off Central Parkway. Had our good buds, the guitars play, who are some really great musicians in town that have just been doing it, you know, for a while. And we had a great night. But yeah. The album is for sale now off of Deep Elm site and iTunes and Amazon and all those other fun internet sources. So,
and then you guys are also going to do quite a few release shows in other cities, including Dayton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing Dayton this Saturday at the South Park Tavern. We're doing Columbus the night before at Cafe Bourbon Street. We're hitting Chicago on Monday at a great club called The Empty Bottle. They do a free Monday night series there. And then from there, we're doing we're doing Akron, Cleveland. We're doing Indy, Philadelphia, Charlotte. We're going Knoxville, Nashville, and Tennessee, Louisville, Lexington, and Kentucky. So just trying to take on every Midwestern town that'll have us. So
now, I know you guys have been around for a little while, but all of a sudden I've just seen your name kind of everywhere. You know, I saw you play a couple shows in Dayton, and then mm-hmm. I saw you down at the Forecastle Festival.
Right.
But just today, I saw like a tweet from Think Indie about you guys. How long have you been playing together?
This current incarnation, I guess about 3 years.
A little over three, about three mm-hmm. and a half. About three and
yeah, Nathan and I had been playing together in another band we were in for about 4 years. So him and I... we've been playing together for about 8 years now, and what's that?
Time flies, man. Time
yeah,
flies.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this we got to be good friends with Stuart, who unfortunately can't join us tonight. He's hard at work slinging drinks around in Cincy. So, yeah, we met him through the old band, and right when the other one kind of broke up, we jumped right in within like a month. So it was a quick transition. It really worked out well. And it was a great project to hop right into. It's, it was a refreshing, thing to hop into a pretty raw rock and roll band like that. So, yeah.
Well, as far as sound goes, I mean, you guys are definitely like raw rock and roll, mm-hmm. really, really harkening back to some of the classics. Is mm-hmm. that, where you come from musically, or is that something you sort of found as you got older? That sort of classic rock and roll.
That's a good
sound.
Question. Yeah, I think that's where we come from. I grew up listening to a lot of different like soul records and stuff like that. My parents had a bunch of old vinyl. I started digging through, you know, when I was a kid and finding, you know, classic rock albums, stuff like that, and it's I think a combination of the two. It's something that you don't want to, I think when you go to a show, you're there to be entertained and you're there for music. And that's I think the biggest thing that, you know, I was into coming into this band. So I knew what the band was about, you know, prior to getting involved. And it's something I very much so wanted to be a part of. So, yeah.
And what about you? Did you come from a classic rock background?
Oh, yeah. My parents were like arena rock kids. Like, I think I was raised on Foreigner. So, yeah, I know. It's not pretty to talk about. Yeah, it did. I had to find anything good on my own, though. So I guess that, you know, I have a lot of pride in, you know, my musical taste that I have because, you know, I had to go and look for it and find it. As far as the rock and roll stuff, oh, man, that's more of a recent thing for me. I was always kind of like my playing style was a little bit different for a long time. And then as soon as we got in this, it was like garage rock all the way. Like it really is become like a part of all of our lives now, to the point where it's, I mean, it's kind of taken over. And like, I think we all have bought into that like rock and roll lifestyle now. It's kind of like we're gung ho and we live it the way I think we're supposed to, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think that the success of bands, you know, Midwestern bands, garage rock bands like the Black Keys have helped make it easier to sort of get out there and play this kind of music, especially in the Midwest?
Yeah, I mean, there's some people paving the way a bit. I think just in general, a lot of good rock music is coming out. You know, there's great bands in Nashville, Chicago, and Cincy, and it's more of a community you know, driven thing. I think it's, it's definitely helped the way, you know, for some bands that have, you know, we know people personally that have all toured with, you know, Black Keys and, some other good friends from Cincy that are going to be doing that this spring. I don't think I can talk about that right now, but they, I mean, I think they've helped, and they're a really talented, band. So, yeah. But, yeah.
What's the sort of state of the music scene down in Cincinnati, and how is it? Do you think it's
that's great?
It's different than like playing up here in Dayton, or
yeah, I mean they both have they both have their you know, attraction. I don't know what they're different, you know, but they're in the best way possible. Like I think there's some really great bands out of Dayton, and it's kind of become like a second home for us too. So, I think, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I really like the scene in Cincy. The scene in Cincy's, it's more, yeah, like you said, a community. Like mm-hmm. we all, like maybe it's because we're all raised there, and these are like the people still playing now. Like, I mean, we're getting older, and the people still doing it now are people who were doing it like in, you know, so many different bands when we were younger. Like everybody was trying to, like everybody was playing the really crappy clubs with, you know, in their crappy bands. And everybody who stuck with it for a good length of time, we're all still together, and we're all in, you know, mildly successful Midwestern bands, and like we can, you know, we're like a collective almost.
Yeah, I agree totally. It's one of, like you said, with bands we grew up watching, it's the real, sure, raw talent, the people that I was blown away by locally, you know, and
yeah,
catching
like
shows in high school in Cincinnati. Those people were all still doing it now. Like you knew that that wasn't just a fad or something that was just going to pass over time. It was like they were doing it and they're still doing it, and they're just growing as musicians and people in general. So.
And we all help each other out constantly. I mean, we all like have like a local football league with just a bunch of musicians, and like we just get together and rough each other up on Saturday afternoon. And and it's like, you know, we'll have halftime and everybody sits down and smokes cigarettes. Because that's what you do when you play football.
Pure athleticism.
Yeah, it's
just
no, like very
beer
little
breaks and cigs.
Yeah, bringing beer to the park and such. But yeah, like we all talk about, you know, what shows are coming up and how everybody's doing, and you know who's looking to play. You know, like if anybody's looking for projects and stuff, it's like it's a beautiful vehicle to get anything going too. So it's like if anybody, I don't know, like we work together. We work together.
So there's kind of a support system already.
Oh, absolutely.
Built there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sort of Cincinnati, I know that you guys got nominated for a couple mm-hmm. Cincy Beat awards and different entertainment awards down there.
Yeah, yeah. Nominated 7 times now. Haven't won.
Ooh. Haven't won yet.
Thanks, guys. No, it's really cool to be nominated, and that, you know, people are listening, and we got Best Live Act, Best Rock Band, and this year, hopefully, we're going for Album of the Year, and we're going to try and get out a second full length this year. We're kind of taking on a lot, so hopefully it'll be cool.
Two full lengths in a year, that's mm-hmm. ambitious.
I know, right?
Keep on keeping
fingers
on.
Fingers crossed. But,
well, let's listen to a couple more tracks from this album, and we'll be back to talk with Nick and Nate some more here in a moment. This is more music from the Lions Rampant's new album. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Oh, Carrie, you're the peace little girl in the... Oh, Carrie, you're the peace little girl in the... Oh, Carrie, you're the peace little girl in the world. Makes me laugh when I see you smile. I come to visit when it's been a while. Oh, Carrie.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we just heard two more tracks from the Lions Rampant latest CD. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things, and we've got two of the band members here in the studio. Welcome back to Nick and Nate.
Hey. The Nick and Nate Hour.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to ask you a little bit about recording this album. When you go in, do you guys do your parts individually, or do you do more of like a live recording to sort of really harness that energy? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah, we do them live to exactly what you said, to harness that energy. I think that's that was the biggest thing we wanted to accomplish with that album. Is we all went into the studio at Candyland Studios with good buds Mike Montgomery and Cameron Cochran, who really they made this album possible. So it's
they knew what we wanted out of it right from the beginning, so they were the perfect people to work with. And Cameron, the engineer, was actually the original bass player, so he was comfortable with everything we were trying to do, and did nothing but work with us the whole way. So, I mean, it turned out way better than expected. It was a joy to produce in the studio. But yeah, we did everything live. We isolated the bass and the guitar separately and played everything one time through. It was kind of like a bang it out real quick, and then a lot of overdub work from a lot of friends of ours and other Cincinnati bands that were just a huge help. And, we did a lot of overdub work, but, I mean, the tracks were recorded pretty raw right from the get-go.
And did you guys go in with the songs basically written, or did some things evolve in the studio?
Yeah, we got in there, and I think we were completed tracking. I know everything in a weekend pretty much, so... it was one of those things. We would go in on a Friday, had them all written there, and then that gave us a lot more time to do extra guitar parts. We, like Nate said, had some really talented musicians and people that we, really admire and look up to in town come in and help the overall, experience of the album. It was what we envisioned, and it came out, perfectly that way. So, yeah.
So now when you guys actually write your songs, mm-hmm. Do you guys start off with the music or the lyrics, or is it a mixture of both, or how does your process work?
A little bit of both. I think oftentimes we'll get to jamming at practice. We'll find stuff that we like, like in the first half an hour or so, tuning up and just throwing some ideas around, stuff like that. And oftentimes Stuart will come in, he'll, be inspired, by whatever. He'll come in and have a song in his head, and then, we'll kind of add to the, I don't know. It's one of those things. Yeah. It can be both.
I think it can happen in practice. Yeah, he can come in with quite a few, fully written songs, and some things work out, some things don't. But, for the most part, at least with this record, I remember a lot of just working stuff out 10 minutes after we get there, and it's like somebody tuned up and, other people are getting ready, and it starts with a riff, or it starts with just somebody messing around, and before you know it, you gotta, what do? We put a solo part in, we put a bridge in, and then before you know it, we have like a working structure, and then it builds from there.
Try and keep it pretty organic, it's an interesting process.
And so you had mentioned before that you guys want to do another full length this year. Mm-hmm. Are those songs still in process, or do you have like a whole nother set of songs written ready to record?
We've been playing live, we've been playing most of them live all since we've written them. So, I mean, a lot of them are already a part of the live show, and the real trick is just doing some pre-production work and figuring out what we want to change for, the studio, and then just going in and doing it. We have the material ready to go. It's just a matter of finding the time.
And then do you plan on doing some more touring this year? I know last year you were kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do more of that this year as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're, like I said, all the dates we had before in the Midwest, and we're looking to get to Europe for a couple of weeks, maybe close to a month if we're lucky. But, Yeah, we're looking to hit France and England, go up and down the coast. We've got some friends that have been there and have, you know, kind of given us some pointers, you know, call these people, go get food here and get, you know, go on this bus, not that bus and whatever, you know. So it's, yeah, that's definitely something we're looking into doing and hopefully getting out to the West Coast eventually, but a lot of time and money, you know, so we'll get to that bridge when we come. So,
yeah. Well, what advice would you offer as a band who's been touring mm-hmm. and, you know, is working on possibly, you know, putting together something in Europe? What advice would you have for bands who are just sort of like starting to attack this beast that is going on tour?
Play as much as possible. you got to start from the bottom up and just making good connections with other talented and like-minded musicians and really, you know, just proving your musicianship. But at the same time, you know, if you want to, you know, make it a career, if you want to, you got to, you know, there's times it stinks, but you got to treat it like a business and you got to, you know, kind of just keep touring's the biggest thing. You know, you can, there's also a lot of talented musicians in Cincinnati, you know, that I wish would get out, cause I see them, you know, weekly, but they never travel. And it's like, you know, heck, they could be doing a lot more for themselves. But I think, yeah, touring and really doing, you know, the best promotion for yourself possible. So.
And in talking about promotion, I've noticed just when I was looking around the web, at your website, your MySpace and all mm-hmm. that, you guys have done some like video stuff mm-hmm. and some interactive stuff. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that's really important to do in kind of this, modern age. A lot of bands don't have that. And I think that's a really good promotional tool to have. And I would suggest any band to do it cause it's, really fun. we were really lucky and blessed to have a lot of great friends in town that helped us out. And I mean, it saved us boatloads of cash and headache. And they, you know, they really helped it become a you know, reality. So
yeah, it's back to that community thing. It's just like everybody really helps each other out, and that's like it makes things like that happen. Like without that kind of support system, we'd be struggling to get stuff like that done.
Well, if people are listening right now and they're interested in checking out the album, where can they get it?
You can get it off of Deep Elm's site. It's deepelm.com, and there's artist pages. You can buy a physical copy from there. It is also on iTunes, Amazon.com. MP3, some other ones.
Yeah, they definitely canvass the internet on all the kind of buy it sites. So hopefully wherever anybody's going to go, it should be there if it's an internet outlet.
Shows. You can come to our shows and buy the CDs.
Absolutely.
How's that sound? Yeah.
And these guys are playing Saturday night at South Park Tavern mm-hmm. with the Professors.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's going to be a celebration for the new album as well. Is there anything else that you guys think our listeners should know about you? Any exciting things on the horizon other than a possible European
yeah.
tour is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I think the biggest things right now, the European tour, trying to get that the second full length out, and another video is on its way, and it'll be bloody with explosions and all different kinds of stuff going on.
It's like a Michael Bay
I can't
Bay
say
movie.
Too much.
It's
yeah.
like a Michael Bay
it's
movie.
Like Jerry Bruckheimer. It's going to be explosions everywhere. We're going to have to spend a few million on it.
We're going to make
man,
friends
it's,
with...
it's going to be worth
if
it.
If anybody knows anybody who's a pyrotechnic expert, we're really nice guys to hang out with. So
so look for pyrotechnic videos.
Yeah. And we're really good at blowing stuff up, too. If any listeners out there want to call us up and, you know, have a bonfire and throw paint cans in it, we're super good at that.
We're good at that.
I'm starting to see where the album title came from.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure the picture on the back says quite a bit. It's
awesome. Very nice. Very nice. Well, I think we're going to hear one more track from the album. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things. They are the Lions Rampant. And we'll be back to get some final thoughts from them here in just a moment. But first, take a listen to this one. That was The Lions Rampant off their new album. It's called It's Fun to Do Bad Things. And we've been talking to Nick and Nate from the band. And you can check them out this Saturday night at South Park Tavern. They're playing with the Professors. You can also catch them if you're up towards Columbus on Friday night at Cafe Bourbon Street. It's part of a series of CD release shows that they're doing around the Midwest. And guys, I want to thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
And so let's see. You've got the MySpace, the Facebook, the website, the lionsrampant.com. Any place else online where people can connect with you guys?
Or do we Twitter? Do we do that?
Yeah, I think there's a Twitter account that Twitter. Stuart, our singer, takes care of. So if you tweet and all that stuff.
Tweet it out.
Do it.
All righty. Well, we'll post some links up on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page to all of that so you can connect with them and go on out to the show on Saturday night and get a copy of this album.
Yes.
Especially if you're a pyro guy.
Yes, yes. And if you're a pyro guy, talk to these guys.
Don't bring them to the show, though. But, we don't need a great white experience.
No one needs one. Never again.
The show is Saturday night at South Park Tavern. And, guys, I want to thank you for being here again.
Yeah,
and,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And right now we're going to hear from the band that they're playing with at South Park Tavern, the Professors.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, brother.
This is from their latest album. It's called Will Not Lie Down. And this is Pay the Price on Kaleidoscope.